Hey, Cilia, pestered by Pitlick, fell down, lost possession, but the Badgers have it back. Daniel Lotch up the near wall to Tassie, to Finley, who sweeps it deep off the stick of the goaltender close. Middlestad runs it down and rims it around back out to center. 40 seconds left. Badgers one, Gophers one. Lotch fell to a knee with a puck, but got back up to Cilia, who directs into the Minnesota zone. Tassie also late on the forecheck. Gophers try to clear. They do. Up to center, Snuggerud walks around. Lindmark, look out. Hard to the net goes Nelson. Bad pass by Snuggerud out to center. Chesley now. Long range on McClellan. Stopped it. Leaves it for Dexheimer. 18 seconds left. 1-1 game. Dexheimer just iced the puck. Trying to headman to either D. St. Fowler or Lindmark. Dexheimer made a mistake. Iced the puck. 13 and a half seconds left in the third and a face-off in the Badgers zone in a 1-1 game.
Yeah, that's not the wisest play that the young man has made all night. If he had taken 3-4 more strides, could have dumped it in, and at least we would have gone to overtime.
Face off to McClellan's left, that is. Puck won by the Badgers. Nope, Dexheimer lost it. Centering pass right to the stick of Wisconsin's Lindmark, who heaves it high into the air at center ice. Bouncing down, Bantle can't get around the defenseman Kester. Horn sounds, and the Gophers and the Badgers are headed to overtime here at the Kohl Center. Owen Lindmark tied it at 1:35 of the third from Simon Tansey and Zach Scholes. 11th goal of the year for Lindmark. And after three periods of play, it's Wisconsin 1 and Minnesota 1. Overtime is a minute away. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Well, Notre Dame defeated Michigan State tonight 4-1 in South Bend. So if the Badgers can beat the Gophers in overtime, they would pull within 3 points of the league-leading Spartans and would still have two games in hand on MSU. So Wisconsin assured of 1 point here tonight, but would like the extra point with either an overtime win or a shootout victory.
Wisconsin, would be nice.
Wisconsin this season in overtime is 2-0-1. Minnesota in overtime this season is 2-0-4. Shots on goal in the third period, 9-5 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers 41 shots on goal overall to Minnesota's 27. Badgers had 30 shots on goal to 10 for the Gophers over the final 40 minutes. Wisconsin's Matthew D. St. Fowler, a team high 5 shots on goal. 5 shots on goal for Jimmy Snuggerud, who set up Oliver Moore's first period goal. We're in overtime. Gophers win the draw. Pitlick with it out near the blue line. High slot defended by Dexheimer, who got his stick on it. His stick broke, however, and Wisconsin Cilia able to get after the puck. Puck possession so important in overtime, and the Badgers now have the biscuit. D. St. Foul playing keep away against Rhett Pitlick in the Wisconsin zone. Slides it ahead to center and Fitzgerald. Overtime winner last Saturday. What can Fitzy do here tonight? Fitzgerald skating away from Luke Middlestad. Falls down. Lost the puck. Hoping now that Kerr can beat Pitlick to it. And Anthony does, but Snuggerud took it away. Offside call, though, on Minnesota. 4:24 left in overtime. Goodness.
Yeah, that... Ben Dexheimer breaking his stick. Yeah. Luckily, the guy who picked it up, Matty D. St. Phil, is a good puck control person and doesn't give up the puck very well, because that's got to be the most frustrating thing in the world, to be playing without a stick in 3-on-3 overtime.
Oh, and Lindmark wins the faceoff. He's out there with Quinn Finley and Joe Palatichuk, the lone defenseman. It's Oliver Moore, Brody Lamb, and Sam Renzel from Minnesota. Finley with speed across the line, stops to the slot. He cuts. Now drop pass. Lindmark, his shot blocked. He gets it back, though. Lindmark, double teamed. Lost it, though. Renzel from his knees pulled it away. He taps ahead to Moore, two on one with Lamb. Moore left wing, looking, pass. Lamb shoots and scores. Minnesota wins in overtime, 2-1.
That's as pretty a passing play as you're going to see. Unfortunately for the Badgers had a man down in the zone, so it ends up being a two-on-one. Pinpoint passing, Lamb takes it, beats the goaltender, clean as clean can be.
Minnesota Golden Gophers, 16-7-4, now 9-5-3 in the Big Ten. Badgers fall to 26-1. 11-4 in conference play. Minnesota in overtime knocks off Wisconsin in this top 10 matchup, 2-1. Our postgame show's next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's no joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. And modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom. Only, not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick here at the Kohl Center. Badgers played really well over the final 40 minutes, but lose in overtime to Minnesota. 2-1 the final score. as the Badgers again fall to 26-1 overall, 11-4 in the Big Ten, and 10-2-1 in this building. Another game tomorrow night against the Gophers at 7 o'clock on many of these same stations. Boy, that was a tough one to take.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't for the fact that the Badgers got outplayed, but if you review the overtime winner that Minnesota got, you look at what happened, and the defenseman from Minnesota was on his knees, did a heel to toe, and then a breakout pass caught two Badger forwards deep, and the two-on-one was pretty much automatic for the two people who were involved with it. It was very easy for that young man to stick it in the open net.
Yeah, pretty easy for Brody Lamb, fed from Oliver Moore, Sam Renzel with helpers.
Sam Renzel was the defenseman who was on his knees,
yeah,
literally, pulled it, heeled to toed it, and chipped it up to Moore, and Moore has a two-on-one, and as we saw on his first goal, two-on-one he usually shoots, but got a right-handed guy in Brody Lamb who's wide open. Bingo, top shelf.
Now for Lamb, that was his 11th goal of the season. Overtime winner at 101. Let's name our three stars of the game tonight, brought to you by Everlight Solar.
Well, the three stars of the game were hard to pick, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Number one and number two I thought were relatively easy to pick, but the number three star I went back and forth, but I will have to say that Kyle McClellan was my number three star. There was a couple times where he was point blank with Snuggerud and made the big save of the game, so yeah, I gave him the number three star. Number two star is, despite the fact that I don't think his name was on the, oh yes, it was on the score sheet, I didn't think it, Simon Tassie has just played so well in the offensive zone.
Yeah.
He had so many point-blank shots, and he's just a pain in the derriere for other teams. And every time that he got the puck out in front of the net, it was a scoring opportunity. I was so impressed with how he played offensively. Not so sure that I was overly impressed with his defensive performance, but offensively he was very good. And the number one star goes to Owen Lindmark, who, again, I said, if anybody deserves to tie up this game, it's the ever-present hard work of Owen Lindmark. He did an amazing job all night. He was good in the faceoff dot. He was good on the power play. Everything worked well. And to get the game-tying goal, was just a feather in his cap for a game well played.
Yeah, he's had a career year, his fifth year here at Wisconsin. 11th goal, 20 points for Owen Lindmark, who also had won 10 of 18 faceoffs here tonight. Owen Lindmark, our number one star of the game for the Badgers. Our stars of the game brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Energizing performance of the game up next after a 2-1 Wisconsin loss in overtime to Minnesota. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Minnesota in overtime knocks off Wisconsin 2-1. Time for our energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. Energized you, Ian.
Yeah, the one play that just stood out in my mind as to the Badgers were kind of scrambling at the end of the second period. Mm-hmm. McClellan hadn't been tested very much, and I wrote it down on my score sheet here, with 1:42 left in the second period, the score was still 1-0 Minnesota. Moore went into the corner and did a backhand pass, and Snuggerud was wide open all by himself in front. Kyle McClellan came out, faced a shot, and it was a bullet. Made the initial save, made the secondary save, and from that time on, I never felt like the Badgers were out of gas or out of defensive position. It just is that one time where he had to save their bacon, basically. And he did it, and it kept the Badgers in the game. And I kept thinking to myself, if it would have been 2-0 at the end of the second period, that would have been a big hill to climb. So my energizing performance of the game was that big save by Kyle McClellan with 1:42 left in the second period on Minnesota's leading scorer, Jimmy Snuggerud.
Yep, McClellan finished with 27 saves tonight, but the Badgers fall in overtime 2-1. Energizing performance brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Well, tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. Plan to talk with head coach Mike Hastings coming up following Wisconsin's 2-1 overtime loss to the Gophers. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad? Your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like. Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center, Brewpub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers fall in overtime to Minnesota 2-1 in the series opener here at the Kohl Center, and head coach Mike Hastings kind enough to join us here in the postgame show. Mike, I tell you, your club played well tonight. You outshot the Gophers 30-11 over the last two periods. You had your chances, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, I feel for the guys a little bit. I thought we played a pretty good hockey game. Didn't like our start. We didn't come out of the gates and interject this crowd into the game as soon as we wanted to. But the reset in between the first and second, and I thought the guys played hard.
Yeah, you've done that pretty well this season when you need to reset, to pull back, and, okay, let's get ourselves together here and let's get back after it, right?
Yeah, we can't rely on the people that come in the building. They don't play the game, right? They're not out there bumping and grinding. We've got to go out and earn that, and Minnesota did that early, and they ended up getting a lead. I liked our – we stayed with it, you know, and then found a way to get one in the third, and I was kind of hoping for us to take that baton and run with it in the third, and I didn't think we took advantage of that as once we got the crowd into it. But it was a good hockey game both ways. I can't fault our effort. One thing we talked about was being disciplined against this group. We didn't go to the penalty box. We gave ourselves an opportunity to win.
Yeah, and defensively, you played well tonight, didn't you?
After the first period, I thought we did. Yeah. You know, we still threw too many pucks around. I thought we could have possessed it a little bit more. And made a few more plays, hence us just scoring one goal. But that's something we'll cut up and digest, give it to them, and come right back at it. This league's tough.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Kyle McClellan was good tonight, and it was a 1-0 game late in the second. He made a big save on Jimmy Snuggerud that allowed you to stay right there and get a chance to tie it early in the third. He was good again.
Yeah, he was. He's been our rock for us this entire year, and, we just need to give him a little bit more run support.
All right. Well, hopefully you get it tomorrow night. Mike, thanks for coming down. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, fellas.
All right. That's Mike Hastings, head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers, following a 2-1 overtime loss to the Gophers here tonight. We've got highlights. Also plan to talk with Owen Lindmark. Scores from around the country as well. We'll be back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
A lot of Chuck holds the zone, gave it away. No. Getting behind him now is Moore, 2-on-1 with Pitlick. Moore right wing, looking, shooting, and scoring. Oliver Moore, first-round draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks last year. He's been on a roll, and he gets the Gophers on the board first. 1-0 here in Madison. The Badgers for Lickie goes D-to-D to Scholes. Comes to the red line and whips it in. Bounces to the right corner. Fresh off the bench, Lindmark gets a pass in front. He's got a backhander. Oh, and Lindmark! Lindmark, double team, lost it though. Rinzell from his knees pulled it away. He taps ahead to Moore, 2-on-1 with Lamb. Moore left wing, looking, past Lamb, shoots and scores. Minnesota wins in overtime, 2-1. Plays of the game here tonight, Minnesota with a 2-1 win over the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll run down final stats here in just a bit. Elsewhere in college hockey, non-conference play, Lindenwood and Arizona State tied at 3 down in the desert. That's in the second period. Bemidji State shut out Augustana 5-0. Long Island beat Stonehill 3-1. Atlantic Hockey, Bentley doubled Army 4-2. Holy Cross doubled Air Force 6-5. Robert Morris, better than Mercyhurst, 5-2. And Sacred Heart edged American International 4-3. ECAC, 7th-ranked Quinnipiac, got by Harvard 2-1. Colgate, a 4-2 win over Clarkson. Cornell beat St. Lawrence 5-1. Yale, a 3-1 win over Union. Same goes for RPI at Brown. Dartmouth beat Princeton 5-1. Hockey East tonight, top-ranked Boston College, a 6-1 win at UMass Lowell. Third-ranked BU, a 6-3 win at New Hampshire. Maine gave head coach Ben Barr a 3-year extension through 2028. The Black Bears ranked 6th in the country, but they lost at Northeastern tonight 6-3. Really, any Northeastern win is good for the Badgers in that conference.
Correct.
Because it helps Wisconsin's pairwise ranking, and we'll see if we can sneak a peek at those here before we're off the air. 10th-ranked Providence, 5-0 shutout at Connecticut, and number 11 UMass won at Merrimack 5-2. NCHC, a couple of games still going on. Actually, St. Cloud and Colorado College, 1-1 tie in the Springs. That's in the second. Also in the second, 5th-ranked Denver leads Western Michigan 2-0. Third period, last I saw, was Omaha leading Minnesota Duluth 2-1. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And also 2nd-ranked North Dakota tonight at Miami, a 5-4 win for the Fighting Hawks. CCHA, Minnesota State, and St. Thomas share first place in that conference, and they're playing tonight in St. Paul. Third period, I think it was 2-2, the Mavericks and the Tommies. That might still be the case.
I have the Tommies up 3-2 in the third period with a minute and 29 seconds left.
So St. Thomas can take over sole possession of first in the CCHA. Northern Michigan, a 4-1 win over Michigan Tech. Bowling Green rallied to beat Ferris State 4-3. And in the Big Ten tonight, 12th-ranked Michigan, a 4-2 win at Ohio State. Garrett Shifsky scored twice for the Wolverines, who got 37 saves from Jake Barcheski. The Wolverines now with 22 points in the Big Ten. They're in fifth place. They are still 5 points out of home ice for the first round of the playoffs. The Buckeyes have lost 6 in a row, just 1 conference win in 17 games for Steve Rolick's team this season. And Notre Dame did Wisconsin a favor tonight, beat 8th-ranked Michigan State 4-1 in South Bend. Trevor Janicki and Cole Knubel both had a goal and an assist, and Ryan Bischel stopped 30 shots. But the Badgers only get 1 point out of this overtime loss to Minnesota, so they're still 4 points behind league-leading Michigan State in the Big Ten. Minnesota now within 9 points. Badgers do have 2 games in hand on the Spartans. Notre Dame with 27 points, so it's getting a little bit tighter in the Big Ten with still 9 games left in the regular season. So here Wisconsin and Minnesota squaring off, and the Badgers swept Minnesota at Mariucci Arena back in October, winning 5-2 and 3-2. And Mike Hastings mentioned to us, didn't get off to a great start. The Badgers had 11 shots on goal in the opening period, but allowed 17 shots on goal, which is, I believe, the most they had allowed this season besides the 20 that Notre Dame had on them in the second period a few weeks back.
Well, it's interesting because I refer back to my comments in the first period. The Badgers aren't making stick-to-stick breakout passes. They're getting desperate, and they're just trying to chip the puck out or flip the puck out, and that just puts it right in Minnesota's hands where they can regroup and come back with full force.
And they did that. Oliver Moore scored on the rush at 7:28 of the opening period. The freshman, his seventh goal of the season. Jimmy Snuggerud, the lone assist. Gophers had a 1-0 lead after one period of play. The Badgers outshot Minnesota on goal in the second period, 21-5. But unable to solve their goaltender, Justin Close, who was perfect through two periods of play, stopping all 32 shots. Badgers have been really good in the third this season. They jumped out in the third early here tonight as Owen Lindmark got the game-tying goal at 1:35 from Simon Tassie and Zach Scholes. For Lindmark, his 11th goal of the season, that made it 1-1. And despite holding Minnesota to just 5 shots on goal in the third period, the Badgers had 9. They could only score 1 in the third. We went to overtime, 3-on-3, sudden death. And the game ended when Brody Lamb finished off a pass play from Oliver Moore and Sam Renzel at 1:02 of OT. For Lamb, his 11th goal of the season, and the Gophers won it here 2-1. 41-29 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Only one penalty was called tonight. It was against Minnesota in the second period. Badgers had 5 shots on goal on that power play. Did not convert one time. David Cilia rung the near side post. Yeah. Shortly after the power play, Quinn Finley hit the crossbar, so the Badgers had their chances. Minnesota did not have a power play here tonight as Wisconsin fell in overtime 2-1. We go downstairs, and one of our stars of the game, the Badgers' lone goal scorer here tonight, Owen Lindmark. Owen Bryan and Ian Perrin upstairs here. I was telling Coach Hastings a little while ago, the last two periods, you guys were really, really good. You figured it would be tight again against Minnesota. Unfortunately, overtime got you there, the Brody Lamb's goal. Overtime's tough to play. 3-on-3, big sheet ice. You got to have the puck, don't you?
Yeah, it is. It's tough bounce there. My shot got blocked there, so can't have that happen. And then, it led to a 2-on-1 there, and they made a good play. So, but like you said, we didn't come out good in the first period. They outworked us in the first period. And then after that, I thought we, controlled the game. I think we held them to 11 or 12 shots. That was really good. And we just got to build off this. Because at the end of the day, we did pick up a point, and we have an opportunity to take 10 out of 12 points on the year against them tomorrow. So we're going to use this as motivation and come back and ready to go tomorrow.
Yeah, it means something to get the season series or the regular season series victory against these Golden Gophers. I tell you, this place just wanted to explode. Couldn't you tell?
Yeah. It was an awesome atmosphere tonight. Just want to thank all the fans for coming out, because we can't do this without them. And we want to make this place the hardest place to play in college hockey. So, we definitely felt their energy, and it definitely fueled us as the game went on.
Yeah, when you scored to make it 1-1, a minute 35 into the third, I was waiting for the next one right afterwards, too. I think the fans were, too,
Yeah. We had some good pushes there. I thought at the end of the second period we had a really good power play opportunity there. And, they made the plays that they needed to keep the puck out of the net. So credit to them. We're going to learn off it and come back tomorrow.
I have a question for you. Did you understand the Minnesota-Wisconsin rivalry when you came here? I mean, you're from Naperville, Illinois. I'm just referring to my own personal. When I saw kids from Minnesota breathing fire out of their nose, playing for the Badgers, going, "Oh, we play the Gophers this weekend," yeah. I was totally in awe.
Yeah. Definitely didn't know as much as some of those guys, but as I've been through it, and you play it every year, it's a really special experience, and they're always really fun games.
Yeah, they are. That's good, true.
Yeah, and hopefully tomorrow's fun on the winning end of things. Owen, thanks for coming out. Good luck tomorrow night.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Sure, that's Owen Lindmark of the Wisconsin Badgers, lone goal scorer tonight. Wisconsin falls 2-1 in overtime. Matthew D. St. Foul led the Badgers with 5 shots on goal tonight. Meanwhile, Minnesota's Jimmy Snuggerud had 5. He assisted on Moore's goal. Again, Lamb the game winner in overtime. The Badgers in the faceoff circle were good again. They've been good all season long. They win 33 of 57. Lindmark, 10 of 18 in the faceoff circle. Christian Fitzgerald, David Cilia, both 9 out of 16. What was it? Block shots tonight. Badgers credited with 9. Daniel Lodge had 3 of them. Gophers had 7 with two block shots for Luke Mittelstadt. Justin Close may have been the star of the game overall. Probably was on Minnesota's side with Frank Mazzocco and Wally Shaver. 40 saves for Justin Close tonight. He gets the win. He's 15-7-4. Minnesota improved to 16-7-4, 9-5-3 in the Big Ten. Kyle McClellan deserved better. He stopped 27 shots tonight, but his record drops to 18-6. The Badgers are 26-1, 11-4 in league play. 13,498 paid to watch it. Largest crowd of the year. 2 hours and 3 minutes it took for this game to be played here tonight. Final score in overtime, Minnesota 2, Wisconsin 1. And we'll wrap things up in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the Morning Show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the Morning Show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day, and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Quick penguin. Serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on Locally Grown Radio.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more
Menominee from Green Bay, from across Wisconsin. It is just such a wonderful small world sometimes.
Yeah, really. It's like, honestly, it's like, and maybe it's the profession we're in or something, but it is, it's like, yeah. Wisconsin has sort of been reduced to a small town. It's not a small state. It's not one of the biggest, but it's certainly not small. But I feel like everyone I meet knows someone either from Marinette or Menominee, or they work with someone, yeah, I worked with. It's, and you know, you, by the way, Rachel Monick was here last night. She said to say hello. Your name came up, and she's a Terry Barr fan. So
Oh, and I'm a Rachel fan. We worked together for quite a few years, had a lot of fun, made some difference, and all you hope you can do when you work together in news.
So what she said, you now this is funny because I love learning stuff about people that I already know some stuff about or that I like. I said, how did you work with Terry? And she said, you were an anchor.
Yes.
You're a news anchor. I didn't know that. Like you're like this rock star. Tell me about that. That's kind of cool.
Oh, good grief, you. Yeah, I was the main anchor when we were still NBC at Channel 11 in Green Bay, the NBC affiliate. I was a main anchor with Jay Johnson, who then ran for Congress won. And eventually, we became the Fox affiliate, one of the first in the country, and nobody knew what to expect. All we knew is we had the X-Files and the Green Bay Packers games. Yeah. So we thought, okay, one of these has to win for us. Well, they both did great, obviously. It was now the mid to the later 90s, and I was the main anchor. We had an hour-long newscast at 5 and an hour-long newscast at 9, and I did both of those and then also traveled with the Packers. And did a lot of reporting, too, because I never wanted to just sit behind the desk. That would have driven me crazy.
Yeah, right. I believe that. I mean, you're such a vivacious person. What do you like better? Do you like TV or radio better?
I have always loved both equally. But when I was in radio originally, I started in Green Bay at WIXX Radio.
Yeah.
When I was originally in radio, and I did part-time summers when I was in high school, but when I went to college, I realized, I want to try this TV thing. So I double majored radio and TV, and then also political science and journalism minors, just because I wasn't sure. So when I did get my first full-time radio job, I was really lucky to be able to work part-time at WBAY, Channel 2 in Green Bay. And then from there, I got my first full-time anchor job in Wausau, and then just bounced all over the place from there because that's what I wanted to do.
That's so cool. When I was a kid, when I moved to Wisconsin when I was in junior high, I remember a WIXX DJ called Bill LeMay. Do you remember that name?
I certainly do. Yes.
He had a great voice.
I may go back a little bit. I worked with Randy Dean. I think he was even before Bill LeMay.
Okay. Yeah, the earliest one I remember was Bill LeMay, but I just remember he had a really cool voice.
Yeah. Well, takes one to know one. Hello.
Who, you?
No, you.
Oh, come on. I have a beautiful Irish tenor, Terry. That's what I try to speak. I try to speak in a very sing-songy Irish tenor, but it doesn't always work. But hey, so you have a big show coming up tomorrow, like you always do. Tell us what's on tap.
Oh, we are so excited to have the listening party coming in. We always call it, it's a live concert from 9 to 10 every Saturday night. Replay, same time on Sunday, but you really want to hear it live on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
The listening party, they're based in Milwaukee. They've been together and touring the country for the last 10 to 12 years. And I'm not kidding when I say that. They do like 200 shows a year, and even shows coming up. They have some great Green Bay shows. They have shows in Appleton, but they're also going to Ohio and South Carolina and New York. And they're just taking it all over. And they've got this new music that people are just really digging right now.
Yeah, you sent us a sample, and Conrad and I listened to it earlier. It's great. So let's play. tell me the name of the band one more time.
Listening Party.
Conrad, let's fire that up. This is a listening party there on Max Inc. tomorrow night with Terry Barr. Give him a listen. Here we go.
I swear to God, she's killing me. She wanted eggs, so I scrambled three. She wanted four. So now I'm driving back to the good old Piggly Wiggly.
How fun is that?
Her belly aches, and now she feels fine. She don't like hers, so she wants mine. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her mind.
plane. She said, take me home.
Take me home.
I miss my daddy. Back in out of Gamey County. She wants to get it going and then slow it down. She can't wait to leave and then stick around. Just like Wisconsin weather. She can never make up her mind. I swear to God. We step outside and she loves me so. Just wait 5 minutes and she's so cold. Just like Wisconsin weather. She can never make up a damn mind. Oh.
Yeah.
Woo!
I love that. What a party that was.
Can you imagine being live in the studio with them tomorrow night from 9 to 10? It's going to be crazy. And everything I know about them, it's all about their live shows, that they just really bring the energy.
I totally believe so that.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a live concert, and I hope everyone will listen, and you can find your local station across the state to listen to. Go to civicmedia.us, or we have a website too, maxincradio.com.
Yeah, it's so great. You got to check out the show. What genre would you say? Is it grassroots, rockabilly?
They actually call themselves folk Americana.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like they're more than that. I don't know. That's a really good question.
I would be curious as, okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
But
I'll
ask
them again tomorrow night if they've changed their mind on that.
Okay. see if you can twist their arm. I'm just saying, you know. Hey, what is your favorite type of music to listen to at home? I know you're a Kiss fan. You went to the last Kiss concert. You seem like yes. someone who just likes all different kinds of music. You love concerts. What do you listen to? What's your favorite to listen to at home? And what's your favorite to listen to when it comes to having guests in the studio?
Oh, I love this kind of music that we just heard yeah. when we have the guests in the studio, because they're telling stories through their songs. So it makes it really easy to ask them questions about their songs and about their, you know, what was the intention of your song.
Right.
But if I listen to songs when I'm driving or just other times, I love things that are more kind of old school rock. Like I love Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick, the son of Cheap Trick, basically Rick Nielsen, the guitar player in Cheap Trick, his son, Miles Nielsen, has an amazing band based out of Rockford.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And his songs are incredible. He edges on rock, but it's in a way where every song still tells a story and you can hear every little thing that is meant to be heard in those stories. And I think that's what I veer toward more as I get a little older.
that's a really good answer. And so what's your next concert, Terry? I know you probably got something lined up.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Lay it on us.
Okay. You are going to laugh. I got a call from one of my best girlfriends from grade school this morning. We are going to see Barry Manilow in July.
Why did I know you were going to say that? It's so weird. In my head, I'm always like sometimes I'll ask somebody something and I'll already uh-huh. say this would be a really funny response if she just said Manilow. And
yeah.
here you are.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the
I'm
actual...
all over it. You bet.
Oh,
I
man.
Would have to say two of the best shows I have ever seen. Of course, Kiss and Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's so
I mean,
great.
They both bring a show
yeah,
in
it's
very
so different,
different ways,
too.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But if you go to either one, if you would have gone to Kiss, you still have a chance to go to Barry. He's going to be yeah. out all year. The show is ridiculous. It's so good.
That's so great. Terry, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you, Pete.
All
Have
right.
a great weekend.
Anytime,
everybody
you too.
Everybody, too.
That's Terry Barr. host of Max Inc. Check out our show tomorrow night on Civic Media. When we come back, Conrad and I talk slang. It's Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 on locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR. And on the Civic Media app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back. Just a couple more texts here from our question tonight, which was, what day, if you had to live a day over and over, what day would it be and why? And Rico has been very active on the text line tonight. But I got my own text. I have someone who refuses, a friend of mine who refuses to text in on the text line. He says, my honeymoon with my third wife. It's not like a day, is it? Like a whole week. I guess that kind of counts. And then Rico again from the 608. Remember the old bumper sticker, Wisconsin, you're among friends. I do remember that and how true it is. Thank you. Thank you, Rico. Great text tonight. Next week on the show, syndicated columnist Greg Schwem will be here on Wednesday night. And Eric Rathsack, a Green Bay, a phenomenal musician locally here. He will be in the studio on Thursday night. So I am very excited. I have not met Eric yet, but man, this guy's music is really amazing. So you've probably already heard him. You probably already know who he is if you listen to the station. I have not met him in person yet, so I'm excited to have him in the studio. Conrad, have you been around when he's performed here?
I have not.
He's great. Check out his videos. What are you going to watch this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to watch this new show. It's called Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and it's on Prime Video.
Oh, I've seen that.
Did you watch, or just the trailer?
No,
for
I've
it?
Just seen the ads. It's based on the movie, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's the same concept,
right?
Not based on the same people.
Okay,
I believe. Yeah. But it looks fantastic, and the whole series is streaming already. You don't have to wait
a
week.
Oh my god, that's
so
great!
Yeah, I might just binge it right when I get home.
That's old school streaming. That's fantastic. Yeah, I've been watching this show, "Fool Me Once" on Netflix, and I like it. The star is this girl, Michelle Megan. Michelle Keegan, and her husband dies and she has to solve the murder, and there's all kinds of twists. Usually, sometimes twists can get annoying, but they're pretty good in this, so I like it so far. All right, so as we started the show, we told you that today's Groundhog Day, obviously. We played a couple clips from Groundhog Day, the movie, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. Funny, sweet, just a great movie, great date movie. Great movie for midwinter and Groundhog Day, actually. And then we also reported that Carl Weathers had passed away. Carl Weathers was an NFL football player and one of the very few, I would say, other than maybe Fred Dreyer, who made that leap into acting, and it wasn't weird. Like, Fred Dreyer was pretty good, and he didn't do anything that wasn't in his wheelhouse. And I think Carl Weathers did the same thing. They were really good in the roles they did. We have one more clip I want to play from Carl. This is from Rocky III, Carl Weathers and Sylvester Stallone. Go ahead, Conrad.
Inside, baby. Side to side. Move your head.
Watch him now. Watch him. Right. Remember, he's got two hands, right?
Damn, man, what the hell are you doing?
Come on, Rock, it's not a game. You want to lay up in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? You thought I was tough? This jump will kill you. Come on, come on, get your head on your shoulders, man. Think about the fight, think about the fight. Clubber Lang's in here, he's trying to hurt you, Rock. He's trying to hurt you, okay, here he comes. Jab, he's jabbing, he's jabbing. He's trying to hurt you. You gotta fight him, you gotta move.
Nothing in there, take the meeting. He's up against the rope. There's it off the corner.
Classic Rocky slow motion scene.
Damn, Rock, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
It's Carl Weathers, no longer with us, but left some pretty good movies behind. He died, I think he was
76.
76.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said it before, like, you see a guy who is built like that, it looks like he doesn't have an ounce of fat on him, and like he's crazy in shape. You think a guy like that's going to live to be like 125, but he left some good movies behind. All right, one more clip I want to get to. We didn't get to this the other night, Conrad. It was the Wonder Years anniversary of the airing of the Wonder Years in 1988. And one of my favorite, I liked the Wonder Years back then. It was okay. It was a good show. But I loved when The Simpsons would parody the Wonder Years, which they did frequently. And this is one instance where The Simpsons had a little fun with the Wonder Years.
Part-time job is the answer.
Oh, Mom, I couldn't ask you to do that. You're already taking care of Maggie, and Lisa is such a handful.
She means you should get a job, stupid.
Me?
Get a job? Were they serious? I didn't realize it at the time, but a little piece of my childhood had slipped away. Forever.
Art, what are you staring at?
Nothing.
He didn't say it, and neither did I, but at that moment, my dad and I were closer than we ever...
Stop it!
Sorry. Do everything.
The Simpsons. Been on the air for about 36 years now, maybe? That's incredible. So also, Conrad, I mentioned this to you earlier. Today is... there was a song that graced our airwaves called No Scrubs. And it got me thinking about slang terms. Some of them like come and go, like the word diss. I remember the first time I heard that, I was on stage and some guy said that to me. I kind of took a shot at him and he said, "You're dissing me." I had no idea what he was talking about. That was the first time I ever heard the word diss. So, but it's still with us. But scrubs, I don't hear that anymore. So what is the deal with slang? Do you have a favorite slang word?
It was funny when you said scrubs to me, and I thought you were talking about the nurse's outfit.
Yeah, no scrubs. Well, I got to wear something. Yeah.
I can't say I have an actual favorite slang word that I use.
Yeah. I looked up these terms. These are not really used much anymore, but I still like some of them a lot. The cat's pajamas. I love that phrase.
I've heard that one.
Yeah. It was a phrase used in the 20s to describe something or someone as being excellent or outstanding. Love it. I still use that occasionally, and people look at me like I'm nuts. The bee's knees, similar to the cat's pajamas, also meant kind of the same thing. Conrad, do you know what a flapper is?
Are they talking about someone who, like, talks a lot?
No, it's women who wore short skirts and had a liberated lifestyle.
I didn't know that
she's
one.
She's a real flapper. And then 23 skidoo. A phrase used in the early 20th century to tell someone to leave or move quickly.
I haven't heard that one.
I've heard it. I never knew what it meant, though. Hey, you got a 23 skidoo, pal. All right. Thanks so much for being with us. I'd like to thank my guest, Tim Kavanaugh, Terry Barr. Thank you, all the texters. Great stuff, as always. Tune in next week. We got several fun shows planned. Always great to talk to you guys on Nightlight and have you spend some time with me. And I hope you enjoyed it, too. Have a great weekend, Conrad. And this has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Locally
Fully grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravelle. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.